This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Byron Donalds, representative from Florida, he's one of the good guys, one of the greats, even. Young member of Congress. Here he is laying it out and telling it like it is in clip 7.
Go down the pathway of providing dollars to people, and they don't have to exchange labor, which is the way our economy functions, for money to pay for their goods and services. Do you think that leads to a labor shortage, yes or no?
Like I said, I believe we're experiencing a shortage of good jobs, not a shortage of labor. And I think it's really critical not to blame working people.
I'm not blaming working people. What I would say is I'm blaming government policy. Because if you're given money without having to exchange it with labor, having to take your talents and abilities, and you're getting money as a result, it depends on the industriousness of the individual at that point. I'm not blaming anybody. If you're giving out free money, shoot, okay, cool. Most people are just going to go ahead and take it. We know this. But if you have a legitimate economic choice to make at your kitchen table, I can go work 40 hours or I can go work 20 hours and our living does not change, people have their own decision to make about what they're going to do. The point I'm making is that labor shortage, which was created by the quote-unquote American Rescue Plan, led to a labor shortage. And that labor shortage has led to price increases because you had people who had the revenue and the disposable cash flow to buy goods, but not enough goods in circulation to purchase. Mr. Goodspeed, is that an accurate assessment of what's happened in America since Joe Biden became president of the United States?
Yes, I think that's a fair description.
So, let's establish a couple things. Are prices up? Yes, they are. Electricity prices are up. Good prices are up. The only reason why gasoline prices are down is because the president's been basically buying down the price with releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which, by the way, that's coming to an end as well. We are in a recession. I think we've covered a lot here. Look, I understand the majority party's desire to try to put this on corporate America for raising prices. But if you do not have enough workers working, there's not enough goods produced. If there's not enough goods produced, but everybody still has money to go buy goods, the price of each unit actually goes up. That's how inflation is always created. More policies of the same is only going to lead us further down the road to perdition, which we are already on. With that, I yield back.
More Byron Donalds in Congress, please. 10 more, 20 more, 30 more. Can't get enough of them. Now, there's another phenomenon happening right now. And it's a good thing, because we need political discourse, and that's basically people are trying to do what Alex Stein did. Of course, he has a different approach to it with comedy, but now leftists are trying to go find Republicans walking in and out of the Capitol. The difference is the leftists run from the media. Marjorie Taylor Greene stands there and goes toe-to-toe with them. But what about Jen Psaki? Well, Ben Berquam was able to catch up with her. Let's see if she had the courage to respond to basic questions here.
Ms. Psaki?
Yeah.
Could I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Okay, I'm Ben with Real America's Voice News.
Oh, hi. I'm not going to do any interviews, but it's nice to meet you.
I'm just wondering, though, are you disappointed that they replace you with, instead of circling back, somebody who openly lies about the border crisis that Joe Biden's created?
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. I'm just wondering. You've got Corinne Jean-Pierre, who says the border's secure, but you know it's a lie. Joe Biden knows it's a lie. MSNBC knows it's a lie. Do you think they'll ever be held accountable?
Have a nice day. Nice to meet you.
Take that as a no comment. That's the problem. They know it's a lie. Biden knows it's a lie. They're just lying to you straight face now. That these are the enemies within. You've got busloads of illegals coming, being dropped off here all over the country. Open borders policies that are invading our country, all being brought to you by the enemies within this city and their protectors, the mainstream fake news media, CNN, MSNBC. Real media should be here calling them out, confronting them, exposing them for their lies. But instead, they're allowed to just get away with it. They can't do that anymore. Time to hold them accountable.
Bingo! That's how it's done right there. Liberals can only talk when it's a controlled environment where they can get away with lying. And that's why liberals are so scared to death of legitimate political debate.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's get back into some of this news that I have on my desk. Medvedev says nukes can be used to defend new Russian territories, warns hypersonic missiles can hit the EU and U.S. And, you know, this is such a tough topic because you have to be honest about it, but you also have to maintain your approach of peace and anti-war, which obviously everybody should be. But at the same time, we have to address the root cause of what might lead to this nuclear confrontation, and that's Western aggression. And it's not just Western aggression in Ukraine against Russia, folks. I think it's the entire world that's sick of the Western aggression that's been going on in the Middle East for decades, and now again in Ukraine. And that's why Iran is unifying with Russia and China, because they've got their own agenda in the Middle East and North Africa that they don't want the U.S. to interfere with. Same with Russia. And then India just is looking for some sort of relief with the problems that they're going through with their massive population, and they know they're not going to get it from the Biden administration, so they're looking to make deals with Russia and China. And so there's a whole new shakedown happening right now of the international power structure, and the U.S. is being left behind because Joe Biden is an inept creep, and Washington, D.C. is probably the most corrupt place on the planet. So I've got to be a realist about this. The United States, if there is a nuclear confrontation, do not fall for the propaganda that the United States and Western aggression is not partly to blame for it. Obviously, whoever throws the first nuke is going to be the real one to blame. But let's not act like there isn't a direct cause and effect here. And so I think it's sad that our media is not calling for peace. I think it's sad that our media is not calling for an end of Western aggression in parts of the planet that have nothing to do with benefiting the United States people. And I think it's sick that I've not seen any calls for a peaceful drawdown and a peaceful resolution to this situation, except from Vladimir Putin. Where's Zelensky calling for meetings for peace? Where are any of the NATO countries calling for peace or a resolution? Where's Joe Biden asking Putin to come to the table? Can we at least try? Could we at least try to stop a World War III? Could we at least show an effort that we don't want it? No, I have a feeling that some people really want it, and they don't care how many people die. In fact, they may want them to die. And it's just sick. How mad will these Western warmonger military industrial complex individuals, how far do things have to get? I think they're so removed from reality that the death and destruction they cause doesn't even faze them anymore. And it's dangerous because it affects all of us, folks. And guess what? My guess is you're like me. I don't have a nuclear bunker in my house. I don't have a fallout shelter. I don't have a big million-dollar bunker with all kinds of foods and amenities like the elites that cause all this do. And now in Poland, they're basically warning their people, like, you know what? Nuclear confrontation, very real. Here's what you need to do. Here's iodine in case there's a nuclear war. Nuclear war is possible, says U.S. Commander Admiral Charles Richard. Russia claims it eliminated former Blackwater mercenaries and Azov fighters in Ukraine. Look, folks, you can say Putin is the bad guy all you want, and he might be, but a bad guy can still tell the truth, and I believe Putin. In fact, I don't have to believe him, folks. We know what's going on. All right, I'm not going to say how we know. Anybody that has a discerning mind, you know how we know. Folks, we've known. Alex has talked about it, folks, months ago. We've known, we've had the intel that Western mercenaries and Western special operators have been operating in Ukraine for months and basically just now been given the green light with the new weapons that have arrived to go out and kill Russians. And they're doing it. And Putin knows it. This isn't Ukraine versus Russia, folks. This is America versus Russia. And that is dangerous. Very dangerous. If NATO wanted to do its job to protect Ukraine from Russia, then that would be fine. But it's not NATO, folks. NATO's not doing a damn thing. It's the U.S. And it is Nazis over there, despite the media lying to you. We have it at Infowars.com and the video. Swastika seen on Ukrainian military tank during German TV interview. So you've got swastikas on their tanks. You've got the Azov Nazis who do open Nazi rituals. They have Nazi tattoos all over them. They use the Nazi black sun as markings on their equipment. They invited one of these Azov battalion members to the U.S. to be part of some video game tournament, and he had to wear long sleeves because he had Nazi tattoos all over his arm. I mean, forget about skinheads, you know, downtown or whatever, you know, lifting weights or doing whatever in the junkyard. These are actual Nazis ideologically. But then again, so is the liberal left. So I guess there's a reason why there's that unification. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling out some Republicans right now that voted on a horrible bill. 21 Republican senators just voted with the woke climate agenda to give power to the UN over Freon and force Americans to pay more money to companies to replace your Freon with a coolant that will not cool as well. This will cause your AC and refrigerator to run longer in order to cool your home and chill your food. Americans will be paying more money in electricity bills because America last senators are playing the globalist agenda, forcing U.S. companies to bend over for compliance instead of demanding product and customer service excellence. Marjorie Taylor Greene. And she's right. And guess which Republican wrote that bill? Liz Cheney. And then Blunt, Boozman, Burr, Capito, Cassidy, Collins, Ernst, Graham, Grassley, Hyde-Smith, Kennedy, McConnell, Moron, Murkowski, Portman, Romney, Rubio, Sass, Tillis, Wicker, and Young voted for it. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this. Have you purchased a dishwasher lately? Well, you may notice that your dishwashers from the 90s work 100 times better than new dishwashers. That's because the new dishwashers have all the environmental, ecological bullcrap, so your dishwasher doesn't even work. I have a new dishwasher in my home. I never use it because what's the point? I put the dishes in dirty, they come out dirty. Because there's regulations on how much water your dishwasher can use, so it doesn't even clean the dish. That is all the green climate change agenda bullcrap rolled up into one. And it's Liz Cheney. Now, back to the war issue. There has been one member of the military that's been going and doing interviews that is trying to stand down the war between the United States and Russia, and that's Douglas MacGregor. And thank God for Tucker Carlson having him on and Michael Savage and others, because he's the only one that doesn't want war. Now, of course, Liz Cheney in her father's footsteps is a diabolical warmonger. And so she's now calling on Fox News to ban Colonel Douglas McGregor like a good Nazi. Liz Cheney, just like her father, a diabolical warmonger. And it's funny how liberals love Liz Cheney now. Did you forget what Dick Cheney did, or do you just not care anymore? It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Where are the marches for peace? Where are the calls for peace? Where are the calls to stand down? Where are the calls for a summit? I'm not seeing them anywhere. Meanwhile, Tehran streets in the hands of the people. Nothing from the Jihad Squad. Isn't that funny? They always talk about women's empowerment. Haven't heard anything from them on what's going on in Iran. Lisa Daftari points out, notice how Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, and all the other self-proclaimed champions of human rights are silent about the women of Tehran. Is it because there's no opportunity to blame Israel? Or are siding with terrorists again, this time the mullahs in Tehran? Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if any member of the squad even knows what's going on in Iran, let alone could locate it on a map.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At 2CN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's a lot of sickness and corruption to cover here, and it's hard to measure what is worse. But does it get much worse than child abuse and sexual child abuse? Here's some of the latest on that topic. Vanderbilt Pediatric Transgender Clinic nukes website after Matt Walsh exposes big moneymaker motive. It was all over their website. And they had video clips of it. Matt Walsh documented all of it. And they say, hey, we need to get ahead of this transgender movement. It's going to make us a bunch of money. Can you be more of a diabolical psycho? Could you be more of a complete demon than to think, hey, let's chop up little boys and girls for money? Well, you're a liberal, so it fits the bill, doesn't it? And it's not just that they like chopping off little girls' breasts or chopping off little boys' penises. They're really into that, and they like doing it for money. They also like killing babies for money, but that's a separate issue we'll have coming up. Folks, I got to tell you, though, they are losing their minds. Liberalism is a mental disorder, and it's expanding quickly. This is you can't even make sense of it anymore. Because here's what I think the left is trying to do with this story in the LA Times. Let me just explain quickly so maybe you can understand it. You have the Gays Against Groomers group that is gaining popularity, and you have stories like the one from Chloe, I forget her name, we uploaded it, Marjorie Taylor Greene brought her to Congress to testify. And there's all these stories that are being told now from former trans youth that got tricked and deceived by these liberals to chop your breasts off or chop your wiener off or go on these chemicals and these drugs that destroy your body. They just completely destroy you. And so there's all these kids now coming up and talking about it. Chloe Cole, thank you guys. There it is. And they're talking about how they got deceived and duped and they were victims of child abuse at the hands of the liberal ideology. So the left has to find a way to respond to this narrative and try to get their whole agenda back on course. And I think that's what this story in the LA Times is about. So you may hear this and say, well, this story makes no sense. But when you understand that backdrop, then you see the sense here. From the Los Angeles Times, experimenting with trans boyhood to bring my adult self back to life. I've been in the process of making a home within myself for years now. I've never had an aha moment when the fog lifted to reveal the word trans, writes Lil Kalish. And so I think what they're doing now is all these people that have the trans regret, they need to have a new narrative here that's oh, that's not trans regret, that's just empowerment. And so it's a former woman or a former man, and they regret not being what they are, a man or a woman. And so then instead of saying, oh, I regret this, they just say, oh, now I'm just going to pretend I am a man or pretend I am a woman in my old age. Even though I've destroyed my body with the trans surgeries, all I have to do is pretend I'm still my original self. And that's just good enough. So it's, oh, no, you don't have trans regret. Just close your eyes and pretend it never happened. It's fine. This is just, folks, oh my gosh. Michael Wayne Martin, 57 years old, had over 1,000 DVDs containing videos of children being raped. sentenced to only 180 days in jail in California. Thousands of DVDs of children being raped, 180 days in jail in California. That, how is that not a life sentence? Now, they're saying this is the biggest detective arrest man with astonishing amount of child pornography. They're saying this might be the biggest ever. This might be the biggest bust ever when it comes to child pornography. Now, to me, there's an obvious question here that I don't see being asked and answered, and that is, where the hell does someone get 1,000 DVDs of child rape? And why is there not an all-hands-on-deck investigation to finding out where these kids are being raped and filmed? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The government has spent millions of dollars persecuting me, Owen Schroyer. I've never committed a violent crime in my life. And they spent millions of dollars persecuting me and going through my electronic devices and everything. How many FBI agents are on the scene to try to find out where a guy gets 1,000 DVDs of child porn? And where are the investigative teams to find out where these poor children are being held and raped? You at the FBI should be ashamed of yourselves. Every single member of the FBI should go right to Chris Wray's desk and say, "Sir, I'm sick of being a political tool of the Democrat Party. I'm sick of discriminating and persecuting white people. I'm sick of being told I need to look for Trump supporters with no violent history. I want to save children that have been kidnapped and are getting raped on film. This is disgusting. 1,000 DVDs of child rape. Where is the mass investigation? Where is the mass media crying out for help, finding out where these children are? Do we not care about the innocent? Yeah, that makes me pissed off. Yeah, that angers me to my core that I'm the enemy of the state. I've never broken any laws. I'm the enemy of the state. They spend millions of dollars persecuting me, and there's children that have been kidnapped and are getting raped on camera, and the FBI does nothing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I misspoke. The FBI does do something, as they just had the story up on the screen. The FBI actually covers up child rape. Like they did with the U.S. gymnastics program. And why are there so many of these creeps in schools? Columbus High School teacher admits to taking upskirt videos of students for 7 years. Hillsdale schools allow teachers to wear a safe space badge with a QR code that takes them, their children, to a porn site when they scan it. And then I've got this in clip 3. This is a stripper, a drag queen stripper show for kids. And folks, they don't just do, guys, just roll the B-roll. They're not just doing like in the classroom stuff or booked reading stuff anymore. No, that was so 4 years ago. Now they literally take them to gay bars. They literally take them to strip clubs. They literally take them to sex dungeons. And they take kids there and they say it's gay pride, it's trans youth. And now it's just total pornography being shown to kids. It's liberal. Now what else do liberals do? They lie. There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks, says Stacey Abrams. That's a clear lie. Everybody knows there's a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It's that's science. People that say they believe science don't believe science. Now, what did Planned Parenthood do in response to that? They edited their site where they used to admit that there's a beating heart at 6 weeks. Planned Parenthood has now erased that from their site. You see what Democrats do? Democrats lie to you. Oops. They get caught lying, so they go and they erase the proof that they've lied.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency? Okay. Because one of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto, fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Yeah.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection,
judge.
All right, let's move on.
No, I mean,
and
people care about the First Amendment.
And
no matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer here, still sitting in for Alex. He is going to be back tomorrow. He's going to be doing a special broadcast and then, of course, back on Sunday as well. Now, I am about to be joined by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It's so great to be joined by her, and she's going to make a big announcement in the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. You want to talk about getting involved to save this country and humanity, quite frankly, on planet Earth. You're going to want to hear what Dr. Tenpenny has to say in the next segment. But I want to go over some of this other news with Dr. Tenpenny quickly here. And I want to start with this, Sherry. We've got, obviously, Rand Paul is kind of leading the charge right now to get a little transparency into Anthony Fauci's involvement with the creation of COVID-19. As well as the lockdowns and the vaccines and everything else. Rand Paul promises to find the origin and the paper trail for lab leak COVID-19 virus. Now, he needs to be in touch with Thomas Renz from Renz Law, and I don't know if you've talked to Thomas Renz, but he just released this last week. Powerful. I believe it's about a 12-page document here that I have in front of me, and it's all the proof that Fauci and the NIAHI or whatever it is knew about the gain-of-function research, knew it was COVID. We have all the documents. Anthony Fauci signed off on it. Peter Daszak signed off on it. The EcoHealth Alliance, they all knew it. A great breakdown also from Kim.com explaining it all with the documents, and he shares the Renz Law document. Dr. Tenpenny, I believe Rand Paul is genuine in his efforts to find truth about the origins of COVID. How do we get him in touch with Thomas Renz and others so that we can have a team effort here and Rand Paul isn't out isolated on an island trying to get the truth?
Boy, isn't that a great, great question, Owen. I mean, seriously, Tom has got all the proof. In fact, Tom and I are good friends, and we spoke earlier this morning about a couple of different things. And I think that if Rand Paul could get that document and then have a conversation with Tom, Tom has said that in many of the things that he feels that the document, not only the document that you hold in your hands, but other documents, supporting documents that he has, that this absolutely should be jail time for Fauci and friends.
Well, and I mean, we're talking about whether you want to say it's a disaster, like a, you know, just a disaster that happens. Hey, there's oil leaks, there's stuff, you know, disasters happen. If they want to say this was accidental, but there's no denying that they were the ones doing the research. It got banned in the U.S. under Obama in 2014. They transferred the research to the military lab in China, and ultimately that's where this virus came out of, and Renz has done a great job. And thank God for Ron Johnson with the second opinion hearing that we heard from Thomas Renz and others that are listening to him. Do you know, though? I mean, obviously, Renz Law has had some forms of communication with Ron Johnson. Are Ron and Rand having any conversations? Because I think that's where the meeting of the minds needs to begin here.
I have no idea. Obviously, I don't run in those circles, so I couldn't tell you what they talk about.
You don't like D.C. politics? Why?
You know, it's interesting. Interesting, Owen. I used to spend a lot of time down in Washington, D.C. It used to be the Alliance for Natural Health, the American Association for Health Freedom. I used to do some lobbying for them. And I used to love going to D.C., the energy, the pulse and everything. I just came back from 2 days in Washington. It's a very different place now. Kind of dead, soulless.
Yeah.
It's just if you spent a lot of time there like I have over the years and then you go now, it's just not even the same city.
No, I was actually stunned just to echo what you're saying. I used to go to D.C. every year for the pro-life march. For 4 years I went in high school. And I mean, you know, you're a little younger then, so you don't really, you know, don't really fully grasp your surroundings. But I remember enjoying it. I remember enjoying the sights and the scenes and the museums. And it was always a good time. We'd go to the mall. We'd go to ball games and everything.
It was busy. Lots of people.
Sure.
And just nobody's there now.
But even in a shorter time span, though, I remember, you know, I went there a lot, obviously, when Trump was president, just to do, you know, media coverage and events. And even then, D.C. was awesome. D.C. was bumping. Everybody had a good time. After COVID and the shutdown, and now Muriel Bowser, I mean, folks, you really can't explain it. It's like a communist hellhole. Like, you can't find a place to eat. Businesses are boarded up. There's no street activity at all. I mean, they really destroyed that city.
Fences everywhere, barricades everywhere. I mean, you can barely even walk into a restaurant or a hotel without going through a security scan or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not the same place. So back to your question about how can Tom get this information to Rand Paul, I don't know, but I think it's critical that he can. And if anybody's listening that might have any avenues for the two of them to have a personal meeting, I know Tom would jump on a plane and be there in a heartbeat.
Well, that'd be great. And really to have another second opinion hearing with Rand Paul and Ron Johnson and bring the similar characters back. That way the Senate and the House, who are looking to find the truth of the origins of COVID, can unite and then also find out what's been going on with these vaccines. As we're getting more information here, coroner rules New Zealand man, 26 years old, died from Pfizer COVID jab. Add that to the list of tens of thousands. Wave of mainly heart deaths tops 17,800, but government still won't release data on vaccination status, which should be done. I mean, that should be common sense to say, hey, look, there's a phenomenon happening here. We've got excess deaths. Let's do a fair, impartial study and see if this has anything to do with the vaccine. To me, doctor, it's obvious why they're not doing that, because they know this heart death is related to the vaccine. Otherwise, they'd have no problem in examining this.
Well, that's absolutely true, and the data is irrefutable. I mean, I identified 40 mechanisms of injury last year of how the COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. I've identified more than that now and drilled down into a lot more things that we have learned about in the last year, and that's why I'm doing a webinar on that on Saturday. We'll talk about, I think, in the next segment.
Yep.
But I'm telling you that we know unequivocally that the spike protein causes direct damage to the heart muscle, which is myocarditis, congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathies, arrhythmias. And, you know, Peter McCullough and Dr. Brian Bindle are going to be totally vindicated when it's sadly so that they were right at the very beginning that we needed to stop these shots before we killed more hearts and more children. Now, when you've got a 3-month-old or a 6-month-old baby that's had these shots, and they're screaming in pain and you don't know why, and it's because they have myocarditis. You've shaved decades off their life and probably killed them, because myocarditis, even under the best of circumstances, if you've been treated with steroids and anti-inflammatories and you're released to go home, the 50% of people die within 5 years under the best of cardiac care. Now that we're giving these shots to 5-year-olds, to teenagers, we know there are more than 900 deaths of professional athletes, mostly from heart disease, but also from blood clots and pulmonary emboli. I mean, this is not about health. It's not about safety. It's not about keeping you from getting sick. It's about killing people. And I think it's long overdue that we call a spade a spade. I know you and Alex have been doing that for a long time, as what I have. But sooner or later, these people are going to be called on the carpet, held to justice, and justice will be served, especially against the doctors and the nurses that refuse to look at the data and continue to push these shots on children and adults. They tell cardiac patients, you need to get these shots because you've got a heart disease and it's killing them. They tell cancer patients that are in remission, you need to get one of these shots so you don't get the flu. And, oh, by the way, we are causing recurrences and massive amounts of cancer from these shots. It's a it's a bioweapon that is designed well to kill people.
And, you know, of course, the CDC is still promoting them. Rochelle Walensky promoting. She just got another booster today. She says, according to lab data, it's safe. Well, let's see the lab data. She doesn't share it. Who paid for that study? But, you know, the ignorance is, there's a genuine ignorance out there about this, and it's shocking to me. There's a famous wrestler called Triple H. He's one of the most famous of all time. And he recently had to retire because he had a heart problem. And I was listening to an interview he did talking about it, and he even says in the interview, it just shows the ignorance, and you feel so bad. He says, I had a COVID vaccine, and then a week later, I had a 99% blockage in my heart, and I had to have surgery, and he doesn't even connect the dots. He doesn't even realize it. I mean, you don't just have 99% blockage overnight and not notice. I mean, am I right?
You're right. It's because it causes cognitive dissonance that people can't get around their head around the fact.
And the doctors don't want to admit it either because they promoted it. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny with a big announcement on the other.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. I guess they took me by surprise. I wasn't knowing that I was going to be live. I thought I was going to see Owen again. Owen wanted me to tell you that I've got two announcements that I think are really important to everyone listening to here, no matter where you are in the country and around the world. The first one I will talk about for anybody that applies to around the world, and that is a webinar that we're doing tomorrow, Saturday, at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the COVID shots, where we were, where we've come from, where we're going, and an analysis of the more than 200 COVID shots in the developmental pipeline. We're going to be doing a review of of all of the injuries that are happening so people know they can continue to warn and can keep warning their friends and family members that even if you've had one shot, don't take two. And if you've taken two shots, don't take three. And please stop injecting your body with these horrible, horrible things that do not protect you. They don't stop you from getting sick. They don't stop the spread. They don't keep you from going to the hospital. And more than ever, they do not keep you from dying. In fact, they're probably going to hasten your death. The death rates have arrived. I've been talking about the tsunami of deaths since the middle of 2020, and they are here with cardiac deaths, neurological deaths, blood clots in the lungs. They are a horrible thing. And we're going to be talking about all of these things and telling you what you need to be warning your friends and family members about. Now, I know many people in this audience are very much informed, but the way that we have laid this out in terms that Even my staff looked at it and said, boy, Dr. Sherry, you've really done a great job with this and have put it kind of over the moon in terms of simplicity that people can continue to share this. So in order to join the webinar, today is the last day for enrollment. It's at 10 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow, Saturday, September the 24th. It's a 4-hour webinar, about 2.5 hours or so of a presentation. And then we'll take a little break and then we'll have full question and answer, not only about the information on the webinar, but any other question you want to ask me about shots or about supplements, about living right, about whatever you want to ask me about. That will go from about 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you go to drtenpenny.com and at the top where it says events, the first tab down is where you can find the link to join the webinar. And the other thing I will say about this, and this is part of a big announcement, is that quite frankly, this could very well be the last big vaccine webinar that I do for quite a while, maybe ever. There's a lot of other things that are going on in my life, and the Lord's kind of taken me in a different direction that I'll talk about here in just a minute. And so to get the consolidated reformatting from 20 to 21 to 22, it's a big deal. Now, if many of you took our 20 mechanisms and 20-plus mechanisms of injury webinar last year, this is not the same material. There's a bit of a review, but this is a brand new course and a whole lot more information all packed in. You'll get a PDF file of the slides. It's a 94 slide presentation. And for any of you who have ever looked at presentations or done presentations, you know that that's really a lot of information. You'll get a PDF file of that. You'll get an updated version of the COVID shots and all of the mechanisms of injury with active links. You will get an audio recording of this. You'll get an audio recording of the webinar. You'll get the transcript of the webinar, which will be lightly edited to make it a little bit more readable. It will not be an ebook. It will just be lightly edited. So if you go to drtenpenny.com and at the top of the page where it says events, click, hover over the events and you'll see the first tab down where you can join our webinar tomorrow. And I really hope you'll join us because, as I said, this might be the last big webinar that I do about vaccines. It's really, really important information and we'll cover a lot of things about the shots, about where we've been, where we're going, and what I anticipate the future will look like with this tsunami of deaths that's kind of coming our way. The second big thing that I want to talk about, which will apply to anybody here in the U.S. for sure, is, and it's sort of a lead-in. We were talking about it with the cardiac deaths and all the things that were happening with the arrhythmias and the myocarditis on the first segment just a few minutes ago. You know, myocarditis is a really big deal. It's an inflammation of the heart muscle that causes a lot of damage to the heart. And even under the very best of circumstances, the best medical care, the death rate from myocarditis is 50% in the first year. I'm sorry, in the first 5 years. So about May of this year, and May, that's not correct, in February of this year of 2022, I was introduced to a technology called ECP, ECP, which stands for external counterpulsation. It is an FDA-approved medical device that has been available since 1995 and approved for cardiogenic shock and refractive chest pain, refractive angina that was not being able to be treated adequately by medication, and for people who were not candidates for surgery, for cardiac surgery. They got a soft secondary approval in 2002 for myocarditis. And since that time, in 20 years, this viable technology that could have been treating people with blockages and made it so that you didn't have to get a stent, multiple stents, bypass surgery, has been thrown aside by the conventional medical doctors and really pretty much ignored by cardiology. ECP stands for external counterpulsation, and how it really works is that you lay on this very heavy, big, and medical device table. It's a little bit larger than a massage table, and you have what is the equivalent of blood pressure cuffs around each calf, each thigh, and around the lower part of your waist. And those pumps, those blood pressure cuffs, are attached to your chest by a 3-lead EKG. So it monitors your heart, so your heart pumps, then the blood pressure cuffs pump. And heart cuffs, heart cuffs. And when the cuffs pump, it goes through diastole when your heart is resting. And what that does is it reperfuses the cardiac muscle and helps to clean out the microcirculation where the spike protein has been gobbed in. It gets six times more oxygen into your heart muscle than if you were running uphill on a treadmill for more than an hour. It increases nitric oxide. It increases VEGF, which is vascular endothelial growth factor, which means that your body will grow new blood vessels around the blockages. It also helps your brain circulation. It helps with depression. It helps with blood clots. It helps to perfuse the lungs. It helps with yes, it even helps with erectile dysfunction, and there's a published study on that. And what that is because it's a low perfusion problem. Well, we have created a center. It's called Tenpenny Health Restoration Center. It's in Cleveland, Ohio. We have 5 beds in our center that are treating these patients, and we've been open now for 2 months. I found out about this technology in February of this year. In May, I said, we have got to get this to the people. So we opened a center here in Cleveland, Ohio. It's called Tenpenny Health Restoration Center. You can read all about it by going to tenpennyecp.com, tenpennyecp.com. There's a phone number there that you can call, ask questions, make an appointment. And in 8 weeks, we've already had people who've come from Virginia, Tennessee, Louisiana, Michigan, Indiana, Colorado, and even Arizona. There was a couple that drove in from Arizona that were, he was an over-the-road truck driver and didn't want to drive, so he and his wife came into town and went through the treatment center at our centers. We actually have 5 beds in our center. And in just 8 weeks, we've seen absolute miracles. We have another location located in Ventura, California. It's smaller. It only has 2 beds and is very much looking at using these beds as a passive exercise and to improve your circulation. So I hope that you'll call the center or you'll go to the website and you'll look, because our vision is to open one of these centers all across America. The Lord's put some really important things in my lap in the last couple of days, and I think that over the next few months, maybe the next couple of years, we will be able to put ECP clinics all across America so we can bring this incredible technology that will heal the heart and do all sorts of wonderful things. So I hope you'll go to the website. You'll take a look at what's going on at our ECP clinics, and more than that, I hope you'll go to drtenpenny.com. And under the events tab, you'll join us for our webinar. You'll join us for our webinar, which is tomorrow, which is September the 24th. It's Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If it's not a convenient time for you because you've got other things planned or you're going to be out of town, please register and that you can listen to it on the follow-up. So I thank Alex and I thank Owen for letting me get a segment in here and talk about 2 amazing things that I'm able to do and provide for you educationally and for your health. And I thank you for all your prayers. I thank you for all your support. What I've been doing for the last 22 years to try to serve our community, I'm totally blessed and very grateful, and I love everybody there very much. Thank you for having me on your show today, Alex, and thank you for Owen for giving me this segment all to myself to talk about these amazing 2 things.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.